This is a Brain Bites episode. We share two quick ideas we learnt this week to help you leverage your brain for a better life. And always remember, make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button so that you never miss a Brain Tools episode. It's time to level up your brain. Let's get cracking. What do you do when you're just that little bit bored on a weekend? Now, if you're like me and my girlfriend, over the weekend, we turned to puzzles. And when I talk about puzzles, yes, I'm talking about jigsaw puzzles. It was an 1,000-piece puzzle. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not normally one to dive into these. I find them laborious. I find them so annoying. But I got really into it. And that sense of completion overrode any form of frustration that I was having. And after a few days, we completed it. Massive dopamine hit. Happy days. And then it got me thinking that in reality, when it comes to a puzzle, there's only one, I suppose, permutation of order, one way that it can be successful. And that's having all the puzzles fit in the right place, all 1,000 pieces in the right place. Now, can you imagine for a second, if you tipped out all these puzzle pieces out of the box and immediately they were all in the right place? Now, it's incredibly unlikely. But that would then take away from the aspect that is a puzzle. There are more ways in which this puzzle can go wrong or be imperfect than it can be perfect. And it's not saying that this is impossible, it's just really, really improbable. The odds, to quote Hunger Games, are not in our favor. The odds are in favor of it being all over the place in random permutations, which is why we then struggle and claw our ways to create that form of perfection. This links with a concept, arguably one of the most important concepts that governs our world, which is known as entropy. Now, if you haven't heard of entropy before, it is the second law of thermodynamics, and it's a measure of disorder in a closed system. And the key thing to remember here is what entropy governs is that in a closed system, entropy or disorder will always increase over time. It'll always increase over time. And I'll give you a few examples shortly to ground it. You can also frame this as disorder, I suppose, in terms of decay or disorganization. And with time, that's the key aspect here, with enough time, things will erode. That's why you can argue the human body is a form of entropy or decay. It's over time, it loses structure, it loses disorder. And that's what makes it so, so magical that we actually have the human body as it is when we are born. And there's not as much that has gone wrong in that process. Now, a few examples to ground it. Think about a sandcastle. The last time you made one of those, you've got all the pieces of sand, obviously not individually, but you brought it together to create that castle. That's one way in which you can look. And a few days later, it's gone. That's entropy in full action. Again, I said the human body, it's remarkable that these atoms are arranged as it is in this ridiculously organized matter. And then when you age and you go away, obviously entropy takes place, disorder increases, and then we decay. Weeds in a garden is another classic. Like, imagine leaving this alone, it becomes a jungle akin to Jumanji. And so therefore, that's why constant gardening is required to make sure it stays in the specific way you want it. One that resonates with my teenagehood and hopefully most teenagers is messy rooms. Is like, unless you are tidying, you create that quote unquote order, disorder is the most probable outcome. Having things in all these different places or being messy. And so the question here of connecting entropy with your life becomes, I suppose, the key point I want to make here. And in reality, the core takeaway here is that structure, system, shaping your environment, and obviously effort is required to fight back the tide of entropy, to make it so that disorder is less likely. And so my preference is actually using structure and system because, I mean, effort requires a lot of energy. It requires a lot of discipline. And that's sometimes really hard to do. And we want to make the path of least resistance the orderly thing, not the disorderly thing. And again, aligns with another quote I've got for you, which is structure shapes behavior, not the other way around. Let's not rely on our willpower. Let's not rely on motivation, the myth of motivation. How about we look at design thinking principles? How about we design our ideal life and put structures in place to make sure that what we want to happen actually is the most likely thing to take place? Couple of examples. Imagine going for a run in the morning. Why don't we shape our environment to do so? We build redundancy. We put our shoes in a place that we'll always see. We buy 7 tops or 7 shorts, again, being mindful of sustainability here, but to make sure we don't have an excuse. We set an alarm. We get our partner to set an alarm. We build all these different things. We shape our environment to make the run most likely. That's the orderly outcome. Disorder is not going on the run. What about accountability partners to check in on your progress, whether it is a side hustle, whether it is a business that you want to start, it's a content creation thing that you want to do. You're fighting entropy because accountability partners help create that order. And the final one from a company perspective, think about at your organization that you are, if you do work with one, or maybe you're a founder. Think about all the rituals you have at your company. Those rituals of stand-up meetings or afternoon wraps or people sending check-ins or looking at how their week is going, all of these are rituals to make sure that we create some sense of order amongst the chaos. And so what I leave you with is a quote from Steven Pinker, who really looks at entropy in a holistic sense. And he says, "The ultimate purpose of life, mind, and human striving, human flourishing, is to deploy energy and information to fight back the tide of entropy and carve out refuges of beneficial disorder." As I said before, make the path of least resistance the resistance by curating and shaping your environment. Systemize it so that routine sets you free and we push back that tide of entropy.
We hope you love this Brain Bites episode. If you wanted to support us, the best way is to add a screenshot of it to your Insta story, share it in a WhatsApp group with friends, or share the link to someone you think might benefit from it. We'll see you next time.